Now, Ma'alim Ha'yu Schal Levi'im. When the Ratzach lived in the city, it cost money. He has to rent a house there, they give him food. Who has to pay for it? The Mishnah says, Ma'alim Ha'yu Schal Levi'im. They used to pay. The question, who used to pay the Levi'im? Rashi's Mashma, Ha'orim, that the cities paid. Schal Levi'im, Sherezchim, Serchimim, Esboti Adiram. So Rashi's Mashma, the cities alone paid. Taisa says, Pirush Reitzchim, Ha'boyim V'dorim Shom, Srichim Lawas Mas, Pranunyim Levi'im. The Ratzach that lives there, he himself has to pay taxes. He has to pay for staying there. Give me Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Meir Oymer, no. Lohoye Ma'alam Tzchah. The Ratzach does not have to pay money for it. It's a mitzvah for the people in the city to take care of him. It's free of charge. Now, when he finishes his stay there, when the Kohen Gadol dies, the when he returns back home, he takes the position he had before. If he was a president in the city, he becomes the president again. People Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Lohoyes, president of the shul. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Lohoyes, Choyzer Lashroa Shoyebo, no. If he was the vice president before the shul, now he comes back from the Amiklet, he's fired. Can't be vice president anymore. Omar Akana, Machoykes, where's the Machoykes, the Mishnah? Whether the Ratzach has to pay for a stay here or not, it's a Machoykes only B'sheish. By the special six cities that they set aside. The Mas Sava Lachem, the Pesach says Lachem is Lakrita, is given only for protection, that's all. But pay, you have to pay your rent. The Mas Sava, no, when the Pesach says Lachem means Lachol Sachechem, is given to you for free. All your needs are taken care of there in the city. Av will be Aboy Mishtayim, but in the 42 cities of the Or and the Vim, here I'll tell you, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, that Hoye Ma'olem Tchar, in the cities of Levium, Pshita the Ratzach has to pay his rent. He has to pay money there for his stay. Omer Rav, Rav says no. Hovadai Lachem Lachol Sochechem Mashma. Avada not. Of course, in the six cities, it's Mashma clearly Lachem Lachol Sochechem. That there's a special mitzvah in those six cities that they set aside, that they take complete care of the Ratzach, free of charge. So it can't be any machoikis of this. Ela Rav, Omer Rav, Rav says like this. Machoikis is only the Aboyim Mishtayim, by the 42 cities where the Levium lived, there is the Machlekes if the Ratzach has to pay for his rent for his day. The Masada one says, the Aleim Titnu, that you make these 42 like the first six. That means, Kihanech Leklita, that's all. Only by just like the first six protects the Ratzach from the Gol Adam. So now the 42 cities also protects the Ratzach from the Gol Adam. That's all. But not that it's a complete hekesh. Even though it says the word lochem by the six cities, only there is it free of charge. But in the Or and Levium, they have the right to charge the Ratzach. The Masad, the other one says no. The Aleim Titnu, that we put these 42 cities, it means completely kihanach, like the first six cities. Mahanach, just like the first six cities, three in our Eivor Yad and three in Eretz Yisrael. We dash in lochem, which means the Chol Sochechem, that it's a mitzvah for the people in the city to take complete care of the Ratzach free of charge. Sidashins, Afhani Nami, here also in the 42 cities of the old Levium, Lechol Sochechem, that Levium has to take complete control and pay, they have to give free of charge, free service. Avol B'sheish, but the six cities of the old Miklit, Divrei Hakol, Saloch, everybody agrees, Lehoyu Ma'alam Lamchar. They have no right to charge. It's a mitzvah. They have to take care of the Ratzach free of charge. Now the Mishnah says, Chayzer Lishroa Shoyibo. It's a machoikis. If after he finishes his stay in the Or Miklat, can he come back to his first position or not? Tanur Abbar, we're like this. The Pasuk says, Vishav El Mishpachtoi V'Al Achuzas Avosav. He returns back to his Mishpacha and to Achuzas Avosav. What does that mean? Yoshev Le Mishpachtoi. So Yoshev, he returns. So the Darshan, Le Mishpachto Hushev, he has the right to return to his family, but the Eino Shev Lema Shev Zikra Voisov, he did not return to the position that he had before. Give me Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oymer, no, Afu Shev Lema Shev, Afu Shev Lema Shev Zikra Voisov, he has the right to return to complete, to El Achuzas Voisov. Yeah, that means Ka Voisov, he's exactly the way he was before, like his father. He takes over his father's position, he has the position he had before. Now, this is a pasuk over here by an Evid. This pasuk here, Rashi says, Be'evir Ivri Ksiv. So far, the Darshan the Post of Be'evir Ivri. That Kishiyotzu, when he goes out free after 6 years, or by Yevil, the Post says he goes back. So the Machoik is the person that sold himself in Ever Ivri, when he leaves, can he come back to his first position? The Alder Gemara says, V'chein Begola. The same Machoik applies with some of the went to Golas, went to Yom Miklet. That Kishiyotzu, when Yoshua, when the Post says to return, L'Rab B'Sesser Ratzach. Ratzach has the same Malacha. Rashi says, the Mufna, Levin and Menach Zeh Rishava, Ner Makan Yoshev, and Ner Mabratzeh Yoshev, or Tzeh Eler Tachuzosu, Rafosh Riazel, by the year. That was to explain. My Vachain Begola, what does it mean Vachain Begola? Can a time like we learned, Yoshev or Tzeh Eler Tachuzosu. So the Darshan, Eler Tachuzosu Yushev, he returns back to the place where he lived, but Vienna Shev Lamashev Zikra Vesov, he does not return to take the position he had before. Since he had to go to Golus, Diva Rabbi Yehuda, but he may let me know. Afu Shav Lamashav Zikra Vesov. Why Goma Shiva Mihosim? You learn how that Zera Shava, just like over there, means completely Al Achuzas Avesov. He could return to your first position. The rest you have to return to your first position. So here's the last time I played the needs to him.
Stop here.
Yeah, okay, we're holding by the third parak. Yeah, holding up Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. V'yelu hein aloikin. These are the people that receive the Malkus. V'yelu hein aloikin. So it says, ha'bu ala choysoin. If a man lives with a sister, so the chiddush is, even though there's a chayiv increases, yechayiv chorus, our Mishnah holds, even though yechayiv chorus, still you receive Malkus. Like as we go through the Mishnah, every case here there's a Chiddush. Because that we know, Allah HaTeru, you receive Malkus. So the Mishnah saying a Chiddush, Elo Hein Aloikin, means there are Chiddushim in each one of these cases, why you receive Malkus.
Does that mean
also? That's right. If you live with your father's sister, or your mother's sister, to live with your wife's sister, if you live with your brother's sister, your brother's wife, right? Live with your brother's wife. You live with your uncle's wife. The man lives even with his own wife when she's a nida. Our sister receives Malkus. That's the Chedushim, even though all these cases have a chorus to it, but still you receive Malkus. Now another case is Almona Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol lives or marries an Almona, lives with him, he also receives Malkus. And Gerusha B'chalutza Kohen Hegit. Regular kohen is also to marry midiraisa grusha, and the chalutza is midrabbanan. She received chalitza midrabbanan. Looks like a grusha. She's also to marry her, to live with her. Mamzeres unesina liyisrael, or mamzeres. She was born from chayv krisus or chayv mrs. Bezdin. Also nesina. Rashi says that's minha givonim. That's from the nation of givonim. Or and if they were mizgayer, so umalkus mishum leschatnim bom. We'll see in the Gemara, really, it's a Shalom, the Gemara in Ksubis, exactly what is Allah by Nesinim. The question is, was the Geiris a good Geiris? Could be Rashi's Mashmid, even though the Geiris was a good Geiris, but they were from the seven nations, that the Apostle says, Leistus Chatnim Bom, there's Allah never to marry them. So even though they're misguided, they become a Jew, still you'll have Allah, Leistus Chatnim Bom. So you're over this love. Now, Bas Yisrael and Nosan, the same thing of a Jewish, a Bas Yisrael, lives with a Nosin, the same thing, you have this love with a Schatin, or the Mamzer. If she lives with a Mamzer, it's also allowed not to live with a Mamzer. Now, Amona Ugrusha Chayova Malea Mishum Shnei Shemus. This is the Chiddush over here, that if this one lady, first she was an Amona, then she remarried and she received the get, and now a Kohen Gadol comes to marry her, so the Kohen Gadol is over to Lavim, even though she's one lady, but since she's an Amona and she's a Grusha, she's also twice to a Kohen Gadol.
Does it make a difference whether she was on?
Grusha v'chalutza. Let's say an Isha is a Grusha and she also received Chalitza. Halacha is, Eina chayev ela mishumachas bavad. Midiraisa, there's only one Malkus. Because the Kohen Midiraisa is only also to a Grusha. A Chalutza is only Midirabonin. See, when you have both of them, there's only one Lav, Mishum Grusha. Now the Mishnah says, Ha tomei shochel es hakodesh. A person that's tummy, if the Kohen himself is tummy, and he goes to eat kochim, so even though he's chayiv chorus for this, still he gets Malkus. If a person that's Tomei comes into the Beis Mikdash, the same thing, even though he's Chayav Koris, still will receive Malkus. The Oichol, someone eats Chalev, the Trefa fats, the Dam, the Noisar, or Pigol, he also receives Malkus. All these cases we'll learn out in the Gemara. The Chiddush here is, it doesn't say clear Lav in these cases. We have to learn out the Lav by all these cases. But you receive Malkus. Now, the Tomei, and if you eat the Bosa, that's Tomei. V'ha-shoichet u'mala b'chutz, or anybody that makes a shechita of a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, or else he's a mala, he burns from the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's also gets Malkus. V'yo'eichot chametz v'pesach. Someone eats chametz on Pesach, again, even though it's a chai v'krisus, still he receives Malkus. V'yo'eichal v'yo'eisem melacha v'yom kippurim. Someone that eats food on Yom Kippur, or else he does melacha on Yom Kippur, also even though it's a chai v'krisus, still you receive Malkus. V'yamafate mes ha-shemen. Somebody makes the exact measurements of the shemen ha-mishka, there's a lav ha-terah. V'yamafate mes ha-kteris. You make the exact measurements of the spices where they make the keteris from, also it's a lav ha-terah, you receive Malkus. V'yasach v'shemen ha-mishka. Someone that uses this special anointment and anoints himself with it. For that he's over lav.
Suppose you anoint somebody else.
V'yayichel nevelois. Somebody eats nevelos, the lav atera, not eat nevelo, nevelo besot a treifo teichel, or treifois, shkotzim rumoshim. Eat any one of these, is a lav. Ochal tevel, eat tevel, it's the food grown in Eretz Yisrael before it took up Trumas Amaisris, midirais, it's only on the heiminim, and Geffen and Zayis. O mais rishon, so not to Trumasai, if you ate for mais rishon before Trumas Mais was taken off, there's also a lav. O mais sheni the hegdish leniftu. If you eat the Paris of mais sheni outside Yerushalayim, or you eat hegdish before it's podul, before you poider it, took off the kedusha, there's a lav. Kam the yoichem in a tevel. How much of the shear? How much do you have to eat from the fruits of tevel to be chayiv malchus? Be chayiv. So Shimon says even a chita. One small chita, it's called the barrier, according to Rabbi Shimon, you get Malkus. Or it could be a Shimon sheet is more than a Shimon sheet is all over. Is Kol Shu is the Malkus. Shimon doesn't know from a shear of Kazayas, that's only for a korban. But for Malkus, if Shimon sheet all over is, with a Kol Shu, you receive Malkus. For a Chomer, you know, Kazayas, you have to have the shear, and Achil always means a Kazayas, you have to have the size of an Aleph. Omalem Rabbi Shimon, don't you agree to me that at least the yoichel nemola, if you eat a nemola an ant, kol shu shuchai, eat this rem, this nemola, the shkotchim, no matter how small it is, still yichayiv. Or mulois, Achom said back, yes, there we agree to you. That's called a berry, a complete creature. A complete creature that has chashivas to it, there we agree, receive malchus. Omar hands from Shimon said back to them, like at least agree to me that certain times by Tevel the person eats one whole kernel of wheat, that's also called kibriyasa, a complete thing. And the Chum say no, that a kibriyasa has to be, if it's alive, it has to have a neshama, it has to have life to it. By Shankin, by a chita that doesn't have life, you do not say kibriya. The Chum say even by a chita you have to have a complete kizayis. We'll see this machlokes in the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts off. Chayve krisis katoni, chayve mises bezin lo katoni. A Mishnah says a chiddush that even though you chayve koris, there's a misa upon you, still you receive malchus. But the Mishnah only states cases of krisis, does not state one case where bezin has the right to kill you. So the chura, it's mashma, then the case we have a chayve mises bezin on you, then there's no malchus. Even if the Edom warned you, l'shein the law to receive malchus, you do not receive malchus. The Gemara says, "Masnisin man who is our Mishnah? Go like Rabbi Akivi. Our Mishnah, if so, goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The time you learned like this, a three-way machlokes. The time you learned, echot chayve krisus, v'echot chayve mises bezin, yeshna bechlam."